Joining us now, Republican State Senator Matt Murphy from Palatine. Senator Murphy, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Good to be with you guys.
So, I mean, you and your support has been thrown behind Marco Rubio. Not a great showing for Marco Rubio or the GOP establishment, whether it be Rubio or Governor Kasich. What's your reaction to tonight's Super Tuesday results?
Well, you know, look, Donald Trump has been a phenomenon. I mean, this is something that I don't think a whole lot of people who follow politics closely have foreseen. And he has tapped into a nerve with people. He has tapped into a sentiment with people that is obviously very real and very deep. And it's interesting to me that it's not only among Republicans. It's, you know, he gets a broad base of independent and Democratic support. Look at the turnout in these Republican primaries, and look, I think you have to give him a lot of credit for a record turnout in Republican primaries. Now, I'm not sure I know what he believes in. You know, he has been on both sides of every major issue in the last 15 years, so I don't have a whole lot of confidence in who he is when he gets to the White House. He's, you know, going to make America great. But I don't really know what he means by that. So that unnerves me a little bit. But you know what? He's tapped into something to where people have said, look, the people who have been doing it have let us down from both parties on a consistent basis, and we're willing to give somebody outside a chance. He says he's kicked butt for himself his whole career. He says he's going to do it for me now as president. I'm willing to give him a chance. It's a fascinating thing to watch. It really is.
So, Senator, this is Dave Lundy. I'm wondering, it sounds like you're softening on Donald Trump, and you would not agree with your colleague, Ron Sandak, who earlier tonight said, this is not our standard bearer, no way, and went on a fairly extensive diatribe against the front runner for the nomination.
Well, look, he has said a lot of things that I disagree with profoundly. But Republican primary voters get to decide who the Republican nominee is. I don't.
So you would vote for him if you would endorse him if it was Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton?
I haven't really thought that through all the way. I think Marco Rubio gives us the best chance to win the presidency. And I think is also the person that is, you know, the most consistently conservative that's left in this primary that can win the general election. And I still think he has a path to win the nomination. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to acknowledge the fact that Donald Trump had a big night tonight, and frankly, so did Ted Cruz.
Well, Senator Murphy, it's Chris Roebling.
Hey, Chris.
Hi, Matt. And so I'm very, very concerned about Trump's non-answer on the KKK David Duke question. And I know he has disavowed the KKK elsewhere and at other times, but I think on a Sunday morning before Super Tuesday with all these southern states, this was not the time for him to have a faulty earbud, okay? And I'm pretty upset about, you know, his statement with respect to Muslims. I'm pretty upset with the way in which he characterized the border crossing issue at the very start of his campaign. And I wonder if you don't join me in expressing some concerns as, you know, heartfelt and thoughtful conservative Republicans who care about the dignity of every individual American. I mean, this is not the guy that I would wake up and name as the inheritor of the mantle of Ronald Reagan and Abraham Lincoln.
Not even close. I share those concerns completely. And you look back on, you know, I guess I fell in love with politics, you know, in part because of Ronald Reagan. And it was an optimistic, forward-looking sort of almost altruistic kind of politics that we were going to make this country better than it was when it was given to us. And look, I watch Donald Trump in these debates, and I see people responding to him, and it's almost a childish level of debate that debases the entirety of this process. And it scares me that so many people have lost so much faith in those who do this regularly that they're willing to trust the most powerful office in the world to somebody who behaves like this and someone who has had the record of of public statements on both sides of every issue on regular offense. I mean, I can't fathom, you know, that the country has gotten to the point where the guy openly mocked a disabled man.
Right, right.
And not only was that not disqualifying, he demanded an apology for being accused of doing what he blatantly did.
Yeah.
State Senator Matt Murphy, a Republican from Palatine, thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me on.